And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2013. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Tourists don't know where they've been, travelers don't know where they're going." Paul Theroux, born in Medford, Massachusetts, 1941. After college, went in the Peace Corps, taught school in Malawi, and he wrote. And 10 years after college graduation, he had written 10 books, and it was the 10th that made his reputation, a book called The Great Railway Bazaar, a travelogue of his 4-month trip across Asia. His advice for aspiring writers: leave home. Because if you stay home, people will ask you questions that you can't answer. They say, "What are you going to write? Where will you publish it? Who's going to pay you? How will you make a living?" If you leave home, no one asks you questions like that. His advice for aspiring travel writers is the same: leave home, but without a companion, and never by plane. Theroux prefers trains. He said, "Ever since childhood, I have seldom heard a train go by and not wished I was on it." It's the birthday of Anne Lamott, born San Francisco, 1954. She was an alcoholic, an addict, who went into rehab, became a Christian, started teaching writing, published a journal of the first year of her son's life called Operating Instructions, came out in 1993 to great acclaim. Anne Lamott, who says, "Nothing can break the mood of a piece of writing like bad dialogue. My students are miserable when they are reading an otherwise terrific story to the class and then hit a patch of dialogue that is so purple and expositional that it reads like something from a childhood play by the Gabor sisters. I can see the surprise on my students' faces because the dialogue looked okay on paper, yet now it sounds as if it were poorly translated from their native Hindi." And it's the birthday of William Hazlitt, born in Maidstone, England, 1778. When he was 19, he walked 10 miles to hear Samuel Coleridge, and then he walked 200 miles to visit Coleridge at home. He became a journalist and essayist for newspapers. He wrote about art and sports, including boxing, drama, politics. He reviewed books, and then he took up lecturing, which was lucrative. He was an innovator in the development of the personal essay, the essay written in the first person, more discursive, free to wander away from the main theme. William Hazlitt, who said, "Without the aid of prejudice and custom, I should not be able to find my way across the room." Hazlitt said, "The most silent people are generally those who think most highly of themselves." Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, "Philosophy in Warm Weather." Now all the doors and windows are open, and we move so easily through the rooms. Cats roll on the sunny rugs, and a clumsy wasp climbs the pane, pausing to rub a leg over her head. All around, physical life reconvenes. The molecules of our bodies must love to exist. They whirl in circles and seem to begrudge us nothing. Heat, Horatio, heat makes them put this antic disposition on. This year's brown spider sways over the door as I come and go. A single poppy shouts from the far field, and the crow, beyond alarm, goes right on pulling up the corn. A poem by Jane Kenyon, "Philosophy in Warm Weather," from her collection The Boat of Quiet Hours, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.